are here at the PSCU Member Forum 2019 in Austin, Texas, and I can't think of a better way to start out my morning than talking to Andrea Rusnak. How are
you? Thank you. I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Enjoying your time here in Austin with us and my 1,000 credit union friends?
Yeah, almost 1,000 people here.
I know.
Are you kidding?
I was looking at the ballroom yesterday going, oh my gosh, there are so many amazing, cool people in this room. And energy was just going.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, to start off our conference with the former Blue Angels pilot.
Yeah.
Wow.
John Foley. Yes.
John Foley. He was fantastic. Yep. I loved his story about just his team and accountability and just being authentic and real and sharing their stories. Yep. And there was, I loved his story at the end that every mission they meet as a group afterwards and they talk about what they did well, what they didn't do well, drop the egos out the door, and how do we get better as a team?
Right, they have to.
Right.
I mean, excellence is a necessity
exactly.
in the Blue Angels.
Exactly. And he kept saying, this is how you get these high-performing teams. 500 miles an hour, all these things, a dichotomy is coming into play. You don't want to hit the plane. That'd be really bad.
Yeah.
So he was just a really, really cool speaker, and I just loved his messaging. I thought it was great.
Indeed. All right, let's get to your part in this conference, or actually, we're talking about diversity and inclusion.
Yes.
So what is PSEU's role in diversity and inclusion these days? We've talked about this a number of times before.
Absolutely.
But give a quick update.
Sure. Yeah. So PSEU has been working on our diversity and inclusion program for 10 years. So this will actually be our 10th year. We initially started it with a Susan Adams women's breakfast. And Susan Adams was a former board member of PSEU. She unfortunately passed away of cancer several years ago. And her legacy was really to bring about thought leadership and really bringing people along and not just looking for opportunities for women, but also for men.
Right.
And so this morning we had a sold out crowd for Leila Ali, 21-time knockout champion. Her father is Muhammad Ali. She was fantastic. She came in the room. She just kind of commanded, had that presence right away. But then she was her real authentic self. She was talking about how today is a little bit hard for her because it's her daughter's birthday. So right now she's kind of mad and wants to knock somebody out if she doesn't get out on time.
And oh my.
She just kind of threw it out there and she goes, but I'm not going to knock anybody out. But she was talking about why she loves to get in the ring. And so one of the questions was asked was, okay, what made you do this?
Right.
And she goes, well, I'm the youngest of 9 children. Nobody else wanted to do this. I'm like my dad. We like to go at it. And she goes, I get in the ring and I get excited. And she goes, I'm going to be honest. I just want to knock someone out. And everybody's in the room where the men and women are just laughing, having a good time. She goes, but there's that energy and that enthusiasm of being accountable for myself, building myself. And she was talking about being an entrepreneur and all her businesses she has going. And doing Dancing with the Stars was hard for her, not because of the performance and being an athlete, but depending on someone else. So that was interesting to hear that, because she said, she's like, I never had to worry about a team. The team was me.
Right.
So I'm the one who trains. I'm the one who makes sure that my health and wellness and balance is there. But when you have a teammate that you're training with 5 hours a day, she goes, I have to make sure that they're going to do their part, not just my part.
Trust involved there.
Right. And so she was talking about that. She's like, so I've had to learn trust the hard way a couple times, where she's starting a new nutrition business and she was talking about that, and that the person that she hired wasn't the right fit, so she had to recalibrate and re-step. And she goes, sometimes in your teams you got to look at that, like, maybe you think you have the right people on the field, but you don't. And so all these experiences for her have kind of led her to the next thing. And so her top 3 things were, you got to have a passion for what you do and why you do it, otherwise don't do it at all.
Right
So I was like, okay, we can all relate, that resonates. And you got to understand what your priorities are, and you got to get behind them, because there's always going to be something coming. So she said, every time she says yes, she has to step back and say, I got to say no to something else. And her example was, she goes, I said yes to this today, which I'm happy to be here, but that also means I got to make sure I'm home for my daughter's birthday. She goes, and I don't want to miss the soccer practices and things. So she goes, sometimes I'll go to an event going, I'm kind of upset because I'm missing a soccer game for my son, but I want to be here.
Right.
And so she was just kind of reminding us all that you got to put your priorities in place and make sure that those are where you want them to be, because there's always going to be something coming.
Right.
We've kind of heard that a lot from our speakers this week. There's been a lot of talk about what's work-life balance and what does it mean for you and how do you get there?
Is there such a thing? You know, is that kind of the holy grail that we're all after?
I think that's what we're all after, because I know for myself, I think about that all the time. It's how do you balance the team and the travel and you know, all the things that are expected of you. And I always say, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it wholeheartedly and 100%. If I'm not going to do that, then I shouldn't commit to it.
Exactly.
And so that was kind of her message today. And so PSU's role in diversity and inclusion is really bringing that forward, that thought leadership, bringing people together, making sure that people at all levels in their career mm-hmm. understand the importance of the different groups. Even within PSU, we have several what we call employee resource groups. Mm-hmm. So we've got one called SENCOFA that focuses on the African American community. Mm-hmm. We've got our group, the Women's Susan Adams Women's Network, that focuses mm-hmm. and works heavily with Global Women's Leadership mm-hmm. Network, mm-hmm. which you're very familiar with.
Yep.
We have a brand new group that just started. They just announced it this morning, Voices of Tomorrow. That's going to be kind of our young performance, young professionals, and we're trying to get them put up with a Y Cup group to really get that started.
Who's running that?
Adam Freeling is running that. Okay. So Adam, here's your shout out. This is for you. So Adam Freeling is running that for PSU, okay. and he's going to get tailored up with Tyler Valentine and also Brandy Stankovic, and really PSU is, we're getting more younger leaders that are coming into our organization mm-hmm. that are ready to grow, and they're like, how do I network? Because mm-hmm. one of the questions I get the most, you'll be maybe surprised, from people that have been in this industry a long time is, how do I network?
I know, it seems like an obvious
right?
thing.
To you and I, it probably does.
Because we've been doing it for a little while, you
but
know?
It's kind of natural, second nature, yeah. we're relationship
yeah.
based.
About that. Yeah.
And that's probably the top question I've gotten this week from leaders in our company and also outside of, can you introduce me to? Do you know this person? Mm-hmm. I have a need, is there someone you can show me?
Right, right.
So that's been really interesting for me to take a step back and say, okay, this is what I do, mm-hmm. this is what I live and breathe, and mm-hmm. for me to go out and be a butterfly, it's that's my thing. I love it. I get energy off everybody else.
You are very good at that, Andrea.
Thank you.
Very
but I get I do get that energy and that yeah. drive off everybody else. But other people, it's like, they'll say to me, you know what, Andrea, I can't do that at 5 o'clock because I'm already done. And I'm like, but it's 5 o'clock. Now you're done with your day. Now yeah. it's cocktail party, charity dinner, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's the next phase. Yeah. And they're like, come to me tomorrow. I'm like,
it's another gear. Yeah.
And I always say, you never know in a hallway or at an event who you're going to meet. And yeah. so I was talking to a colleague upstairs, and he was saying he has this credit union that doesn't have somebody in house that does marketing for them. Well, the lady standing next to me, Bren Conway, from Conway Consulting, yeah, was standing next to me. She's great. And so I introduced them, and I said, this is what she does for her credit unions. And so there you go. Like, connection
matchmaker.
Made.
Matchmaker.
So that's what this conference is about, though.
Right,
it's really
on.
About connecting the right people mm-hmm. and having a chance to have those opportunities to build relationships.
Well, and we live in this digital world where we're
absolutely.
Doing the Skype stuff,
right.
we're doing the email,
right.
the texting, all that type of stuff, but there's still nothing better than
right.
coming to a conference like this
right.
and do what you just did and put two people together and go, hey, you know what, maybe
right.
we can work together. So
and I love that even in our app, if you have downloaded our member forum app, you can build connections right like that.
We oh, yeah.
connected to LinkedIn. I got a meeting request yesterday afternoon to mm-hmm. have coffee. Someone just wanted to have coffee that I know, and they sent me a request and said, let's meet for coffee at this time, and
right on.
Let's just talk about some of the sessions. I said, mm-hmm. great. So that's what we want people to do. We want people to take advantage mm-hmm. of all the things coming to them and also get a chance to meet new people, too.
I agree, and this is what this conference is very, very good at. So what are you most excited, besides the app and the networking,
absolutely.
What else are you really excited about for the member forum this year?
I'm just excited. I mean, this is our sold out. This is our biggest member forum. So for mm-hmm. us, we're just so glad that it's starting to become like a movement and a momentum.
Yeah.
That people want to come because it's an industry conference. It's not just about our products and solutions. Mm-hmm. It's about, let's bring in those highly rated speakers that maybe credit unions couldn't take advantage of on their own
right.
and bring those in. So for me, it's about seeing what's new. I mean, mm-hmm. listening to artificial intelligence yesterday, Mike Walsh, who's a futurist, I've heard him before mm-hmm. at a conference. He's always so interesting, and he just always has those tidbits of, like, Amazon is going to, in the future, know what you want before even you know what you want.
Mm, that scares me.
It does scare you, right? But they have predictive analytics, and so it all ties back together. Mm-hmm. If they know, based on all these different algorithms, of what a member and a consumer wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're tailoring already behind the scenes. Okay, we expect based on this geography and this geolocator,
right.
based on past preferences, this is what you're gonna want. So we're gonna already proactively ship it to our center so mm-hmm. that when you do ask for it in an hour, it's already there and available.
So that's why they keep sending me emails, you need a Range Rover, you need a Range Rover, you
might,
need a Range Rover.
You might need a Range Rover. I mean, if it fits your surfboards and it's got a top, you're good, right?
I'll throw it in the back of a pickup, I don't care, but yeah, I'm just funning with you, but I can totally see that happening. So yeah.
So it's just interesting how in our evolution of time and payments that it's all interconnected. And so every speaker today has just had a different version of mm-hmm. that, of how does this affect this, and analytics, and knowing your member,
it's
and building an experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just excited to see even today what's coming next, and Peyton Manning's today.
Yeah, exciting.
So exciting,
yeah.
whether you're a football fan or not. Peyton Manning, come on.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Yeah, I'm excited about that as well. Can you share why PSU's sponsorship of the Global Women's leadership network is so important to PSC, you guys today.
It's so important to us because we've had a 10-year partnership with them. So we started
10 years already?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So it feels like it's really cool because it's they're celebrating their 10 years. We've been with them 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that anniversary of when they started as just a really small group, mm-hmm. just a couple of credit unions, just a few in the United States, to be over 2,500 now, men mm-hmm. and women, and globally, and 75 plus chapters. And Sue Mitchell and I always talk, every time we say it, somebody will send me a note and say, well, we just got 10 more last week in Brazil, or we got 10 more over here. And it's just, we love to be a part of something that's really helping drive that engagement, the relationships, mm-hmm. the inclusion, and helping really focus mm-hmm. on mentoring and leadership development.
Yeah.
So it's our pleasure to see how much it's grown and to keep seeing how much it's thriving, even within credit unions that mm-hmm. maybe didn't have a focus on succession planning or leadership development
mm-hmm.
or even building mentors internally within their credit, and they're mm-hmm. now starting to talk about it.
Yeah,
that wasn't always a conversation before.
That's awesome. That's
so
awesome.
It's very cool.
And I keep seeing these emails about new sister societies
yes.
cropping up everywhere.
Like
so
a couple weeks ago, Sacramento and our home state of California yeah. just opened a chapter.
Yeah.
So I mean, every time we talk, mm-hmm. there's a new group that wants to get started because there's that much interest.
Mm-hmm. And then the breakfast at the GAC was
yes.
massive. So
that was amazing.
Yeah.
Personally and professionally, that was just mm-hmm. such a cool experience mm-hmm. to see. I mean, we've grown so much that the breakfast is sold out. The last day of GAC, early in the morning, 7:15 in the morning, and everybody wants to see what's going on and
yeah.
what's new.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a huge compliment.
It's going to take over the conference pretty soon. Everybody's going to be going to the Global Women's Breakfast
right?
to and go to the GAC.
Or maybe the Crashers are going to join us. You never
there
know.
There you go. There was 100 of them last
I know. That was around. Awesome, too, to see all that energy. But yeah. see what I mean? It just keeps growing, growing, mm-hmm. growing. And it's so cool
thing.
To be a part of something
yeah,
like that.
I mean, gosh, I'm glad you said that because there's so many of these kind of peripheral organizations
right.
like the Global Women's, the
right.
Crashers, they're all growing at such a rapid
right.
rate within the credit union industry
right.
and it just all points to good things, I
right.
think, in my
I
opinion.
Agree.
So,
well, we're developing
and even Greg Hicklig over there, he's growing too in a good way.
That was Greg from CUNA, everybody
yeah,
that wanted
Greg
to know Hicklig. Who walked by. No, it's and that tells you how much there is so much interest and there's so much passion for our industry, our movement, and our members.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, what makes us so unique
yep.
as a credit union industry is we're so different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't hear banks doing this. I mean, we're just, mm-hmm. everybody wants to make it happen and they want to keep building. So it's like, why not
yep.
everybody get on that train and pick the one that's right for you
mm-hmm.
and go with it.
Yeah, it's a very giving and very humble industry. So
absolutely.
It's really neat to be a part of it. And everybody wants to tell their story. Everybody
right.
wants to share, and that's what I love about it. So.
Right, and I just love being a part of it, and so that, you know, I always, people will say, are you an ambassador for Global Women's? And I said, you can call me whatever title you want. I love what we do. I think it's an amazing thing, and I'm about, in my day job at PSU, it's all about accountability and building relationships. And so if I can help the Global Women's Group through relationships that I have, I'm happy to do that
yep.
as well.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job,
thank
Andrea.
Thank you so much,
you're doing
Mike.
Such a great job.
Thank
anything
you
else
much.
To wrap up before we start our day here on day, what, 2.5 or something
I know,
like
we're already there.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We've got one more day. Peyton Manning coming.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some fun things. And then we're going to take the town tonight with Austin
That's
City
right.
Limits.
Right.
We're really excited about the music industry and what's going to bring. And for those of you that Sugar Ray, got Mark McGrath
mm-hmm.
this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to have everything just kind of come together and enter conference out on a really high note.
Right on. And that's a great way to end this chat.
Thank you
for
so
the time
much.
Being.
Yes.
All right.
I love it.
Andrea, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Appreciate the time
it.
As always.
Thank you very much.
Andrea Rusnak.
Thank you, everybody.
PSCU and future co-host.
Thank you. We're going to do it in San Diego.
You got it.